And it's not surprising, therefore, in view of these considerations, that the Vajra is the special emblem of Akshobhya. Akshobhya, you may recollect, is the dark blue Buddha, the Buddha of the eastern quarter. And his name means the unshakable or the imperturbable. Now, Akshobhya is also associated with the mental poison of hatred or aversion. Each of the five Buddhas is associated with one particular mental poison. So Akshobhya is associated with hatred or aversion. And hatred in turn is associated with wisdom, as we saw the week before last in our first lecture. And this brings us to another of the associations of the Vajra. Its association with wisdom or prajna, or more specifically with prajna paramita, the perfection of wisdom, or transcendental wisdom, by which is meant the wisdom which intuits absolute reality directly. And prajna paramita, the perfection of wisdom, transcendental wisdom, is one of the most important themes of the Mahayana, and is dealt with principally in a group of scriptures, a group of discourses by the Buddha, which are known as Prajna Paramita Sutras. There are more than 35 of these, both long and short, and one of the best known and most important of them is what we call, or what we know as, the Vajracchedika Prajna Paramita Sutra, or the discourse on the transcendental wisdom that pierces like the thunderbolt, or cuts like the diamond. So what is it that transcendental wisdom pierces? What is it that it cuts? It pierces, it cuts our illusions, our wrong ideas, our false notions, our projections. We can even generalize so far as to say that wisdom, transcendental wisdom, prajna, prajna paramita, is destructive. We can say that reality is destructive. It's destructive of our intellectual assumptions, usually so facilely made. Destructive of our psychological conditioning, in which usually we are enmeshed, destructive of our emotional hang-ups, to which very often we're so attached. Destructive, in short, of ourselves as we are at present. And we don't always appreciate this. We don't always appreciate that wisdom is destructive, that reality is destructive, that the experience of reality is destructive. We tend to think of the experience of reality as a sort of pleasant extra, something added onto, quite sort of comfortably added onto, what we already are. But it isn't like that at all. We may say that the experience of reality, reality in its truth, in what the Tantras call its nakedness, is much more likely to be a rather shattering experience, at least until one gets used to it. In fact, we can even go so far as to say that any experience which is shattering has an element of truth and reality in it. If it shatters, it's real. If it doesn't shatter, suspect whether it is real. So this energic, this destructive aspect of reality, of the enlightenment experience itself, is embodied in the awe-inspiring figure of Vajrapani. Vajrapani means thunderbolt in hand. And Vajrapani belongs both to the Mahayana and to Tantric Buddhism. He has many forms, some peaceful, some which are called wrathful. But in Tibet, the wrathful forms were far more popular. He's depicted in art, in painting and sculpture, as stout and strong, with a powerful body, dark blue in colour, and with also a protuberant belly, and thick, short limbs. And he wears a crown of human skulls. And his dark blue, stout, powerful body is generally naked, except for ornaments of human bone. Sometimes he's draped in a freshly skinned tiger skin. And he has three eyes, two in the usual places and one in the center of his forehead, and they are all red-rimmed and all glaring ferociously. And the whole expression of his face is one of terrific anger, and he's surrounded by a halo of flames. And he's trampling on something, trampling on someone, trampling on two figures, usually on figures representing ignorance and craving. He's trampling triumphantly on them because he's destroyed them. And his right arm is raised, and in his right hand he grasped, as though ready to hurl, the Vajra, the diamond thunderbolt, the thunderbolt diamond.